This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We have a sports hodgepodge coming up here for you in just a second. My, oh my, what a day of sports. Miro Heiskanen is back. Tim McMahon reporting the Mavs are going to take Cooper Flagg. No trade. Seager has gone on the IL, though. Higashioka activated. Okay, we got a hammy situation with Seager. It's beyond nagging at this point. It's a serious concern, so they're going to sit him down for a while here. I'm going to be out for a week from this point moving forward, and hopefully that's all it is. And it has been confirmed Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. That was pretty rough. Ugly scene there for them as they're all but eliminated and now have to imagine that next year's probably on the outs and looks like they're going to have to break up that championship team. But anyway, here's the chief of the sports hodgepodge, buddy.
Yeah, man, Jason Tatum with the Achilles. That is awful. The NBA playoffs now. Tatum, Curry.
Butler got hurt, came back.
Yeah, Butler got banged up. You got the Donovan Mitchell stuff going on right now with the ankle.
Tough run.
Yeah. Damian Lillard
It's a tough run, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Playoffs are tough.
They are. They are.
Every other night. Achilles stuff, too, man. I mean, that feels like every year we're losing a big star to an Achilles.
I know.
It's weird.
I know.
It's terrifying, too, to see it.
Oh,
it's always just like they try to take off and bang, their ankle exploded.
He was writhing in pain.
Yeah.
Like he was.
Yeah. Thing rolls up your calf. That's not good either.
Yeah, it really is disgusting. And he's already had the surgery for it.
Yeah.
Like, what a quick turnaround.
Yeah, he just underwent successful surgery, according to Boston.
They must have had to fix it quick. Must be one of those. You know, they had to go in there and get it. Maybe it was some complications or something they needed to take care of now.
Hope for a speedy recovery for him, man. The league's better with him in it.
Yeah, yeah. And now the Celtics, I mean, goodness gracious, with the way the Knicks are playing, up 3-1 now in the series, Knicks fans going nuts. And actually, we have this clip from WEEI in Boston. This is from a few days ago when the Celtics were down 2-0 and cocky radio hosts in Boston. This is how they were feeling at that time.
I'm not taking him seriously. I'm still not taking him seriously.
No, me either. I still think the Celtics are winning this series.
If I had to put money, that's where I'd bet it. I'd take the odds and bet the Celtics for sure. And the Knicks still blow. Don't let the Celtics off the hook by saying, the Knicks are... No, they're trash. You felt they were trash 5 days ago? You thought they were trash 5 weeks ago. You thought they were trash 5 months ago, 5 years ago, because you know why? They're trash. They're garbage.
They're about to knock you out of the playoffs.
3-1 on the Celtics, and they would have been even without the Tatum. I mean, they were up. The injury happened late in the game. Tatum had a great game. And, of course, the Celtics were up for a good chunk of the game, as they have been in basically every game this series. And then they fumble-farted it away, and even if Tatum didn't get banged up, the Celtics would be down 3-1 right now to the Knicks.
Mm. I love it. So we're probably heading for a Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference final. I agree they aren't that good. You know, and That's just the confidence of a fan base that's just won the championship. I feel like maybe we still might have that kind of mindset about these Texas Rangers. You know, we're going to kick ass and take names. Just a matter of time, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just temporarily inconvenienced here at 500. But, yeah, I don't know who's good in the league anymore. You know, they've made it like the NFL, where for a brief period of time, you're good enough to whoop anybody's ass in this tournament, so you're going to win the championship. But next year, we can't say anything about that, you know?
And so, I mean,
2 years from now, you might be totally broken down like the Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I envisioned liking this more than what we had, where it was basically Warriors Cavs every year.
Yeah.
Right? And now it is very open. I mean, I don't remember a playoff where it was like this wide. Like, anybody can win. I mean, you look at the West, OKC.
I mean,
were the juggernaut, but they're tied.
Just by default with the Warriors breaking down and same with the Nuggets.
Yeah. But, I mean, this probably has started 3 or 4 years ago, but we were watching the Mavs go to the conference finals and the finals, and, you know, now it's kind of like rounding into context because it's such a massive trend, it's undeniable. And these teams that are winning it and look great, really, they aren't that great. They just had something figured out for a period of time, but the salary cap and luxury tax are coming for them this next offseason. You're going to have to totally tear Boston down. Like, Boston won't win another championship. They're done for, you know? And it's like, who can... So I think the Mavs are in a great position to go for the championship next year. Now, if they have injuries, I'm all for tearing it down. But I think you're close enough right now because of how weak this league is. Just go for it. You might end up, you know, being clearly the best team next year with your multiple bigs, multiple stars, Cooper Flagg, PJ Washington. I mean, you want size and versatile skill sets. They got it all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be banking on the health factor. You say if they're healthy, I think that is a far-fetched scenario, unfortunately. And that was the problem when Nico made the move in the beginning. It was like, dude, you're putting all your chips on just aging, often injured players. That's your plan. That's unfortunate. Celtics fans are down bad right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen a couple of them on the Twitters?
Kyrie Irving's been good for the last, 3 or 4 years in the health department. Anthony Davis, you just hope that he's healthy for the playoffs because he's about a 60% proposition for any NBA game that he's on a team for. Is he going to be available or not? There's about a 40% chance the answer to that is no.
Yeah.
So, and that would be fatal for a playoff run.
I'm looking at like a 60-plus-year-old gentleman who's a Celtics fan named Norman Rutherford on Twitter right now.
Okay.
Norman.
He says, no, not Tatum. Anyone but him. Take my wife's Achilles. Lord knows she doesn't need it. That fat B never gets off her A. Can't cook for S either. That's the status of Celtics fans right now. Down bad in a big way. Totally understand. Okay, now how about the crazy news that was pretty unexpected? We have a historic sweeping decision. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list will now be removed from that list. And they will have a chance at the Hall. And it basically, his explanation for it is, you know, once they're deceased, they have no concerns about whether or not they could be a threat to the integrity of the game. And he wants it to feel like, hey, anyone who's thinking about doing this, you know that you're not going to get to experience it. So he feels like it's still a heck of a punishment and a good reminder for players still in the game right now. Hey, even if you are Hall of Fame caliber, you won't get in until you're dead.
I think especially after watching the NBA rig their draft lottery, it's good to set a reminder like this for the game today, Chief.
That's probably what it was. He's like, man, we got to make sure.
Anything wrong with this lottery, by the way? I'm
just playing. I don't know.
No, I'm from the era where my school won the BCS championship with two losses, like LSU. You know, got in one year, beat Oklahoma.
And good win.
There's no way that LSU should have even been in the championship game. But
those computers sometimes they do crazy things.
Yeah, there you go.
I do think it was just unbelievable luck and incredibly ironic that you could fumble your organization so massively and then, you know, have good luck hit you like this. But the good news is it does not appear Nico is going to be empowered to further screw it up. As I think the top news of the day is Tim McMahon reporting that, know, they're going to stand in there and take Cooper Flagg. I love seeing that. Love
yeah, it. Yeah. We'll have the sound. He was on SportsCenter talking about it. And when we go around the rim at 5 o'clock, we'll go ahead and play that. Nice. Now, we did have a very unique interview this afternoon in the G-Bag Nation.
An outstanding interview.
With our guy Wyatt Langford. He was impressive. Maybe
he's
more
an impressive player.
More impressive than he is even on the diamond.
Super engaging, energetic.
Unfortunately, I got involved in the interview, and that's where things got bad. So you guys can grade this, okay? Because this was a guy who was on a heater. He was giving great answers.
Now, you're
going to
be tough on yourself here, but I think your maybe 2 minutes with him in the middle was the only thing resembling an actual sports conversation.
I appreciate you picking up a teammate when he's down, and I'm down. Here's 60 seconds. Here's 60 seconds of me just interrupting what was a fantastic guest.
What'd you think about the roof being open? It's probably the last time we're going to get that thing open for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I love it for night games. I think it's amazing. Especially when the weather was as good as it was yesterday.
Wyatt Langford with us here on the fan.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Wyatt.
No, you're good.
What's the Brett Boone experience been like for you?
It's been good. He seems like a really good guy. You know, it's been good getting to know him and kind of hear his perspective on things. Obviously, he was a really good player himself, so being able to kind of learn some of just the little things he has to say about this game, it's definitely a different perspective.
What about card collecting? I know Josh Young's into that. Are you big into card collecting, or do you have any hobbies outside of baseball?
Card collecting is not one of them. I mean, I have one or two of my own cards that have been like given.
I got you being
good cards.
I got you being a dumbbell collector.
A dumbbell collector. I definitely have some.
Oh, jeez. That's bad. I mean,
it's some fantastic questioning.
The evidence is right.
By me, of course.
Walchuk
was just giving us glorious answers and. You know, the pause, I think, really, really hurt you there.
I wrote down jarring, shocking.
Just, it was a tough cadence to follow. I don't think this is on you. I don't think you should beat yourself up about this at all. The first one was your fault. The second one, not at all. I thought he was done talking, too.
I think Eric needs to be better. I do.
This has made me reconsider everything. Maybe he wasn't giving short answers. He was just pausing, and we just needed to wait longer.
Yeah.
Continue answering.
This could have been totally on us, actually. We might have just totally dropped the ball.
Got to own it.
I'm sorry, Wyatt. Can we get it back on?
Yeah, we need to get him back on.
Wyatt,
we
got to run that back.
Take two.
I'm sure he wants to. He was having a damn good time.
I really wanted him to say, like, yes, this really sucks.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do this.
That would have been awesome.
When
if
Rich
he was
texted me last night and said, you're going to go on with these idiots, I wanted to tell him to go bleep himself.
254 wondering, was there a delay? Yes, there was a brutally long delay. It was impossible. Broadcast.
It was technical difficulties is really what bit us there. Hey, Michael Jordan's joining the NBA on NBC next year. It's a special contributor.
Are they just going to ask him about himself the whole time?
I don't know what the plan is here. I don't know what type of correspondent he's going to be in studio, on the scene somewhere, giving takes. Is he giving gambling takes? Is he is he going to be sponsored by DraftKings or something?
Looney Tunes.
This is what I'm betting on today, fellas.
Like when the NHL brings in Gretzky,
it's like everybody
is just in awe. It's like, oh, well, let's see what Wayne has to say, and everybody just shuts up and shows. I don't know how you make it work with Jordan, you know, or one of these goats.
It's but with Gretzky, it's one of those, you know, like you're right, like they bring him in and everybody tries to kind of, you know, answer card. Those guys trying to have their like what they would do. Gretzky kind of gets it. Yeah. And they just need to skate better. Greg, skate better. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the worst take and no energy, but everybody's just worshiping the dude.
He's kind of leads
over. Great idea.
He goes, Dallas needs to skate better. And everybody's like, it's amazing, Gretz. Yeah. What the great one. That's
hell
why you're
a point there, buddy.
I mean, God. Like, all right, skate better. Here we go. Yeah.
Did you guys see that? Bill Belichick is going to be doing a sit-down interview with Michael Strahan.
Yeah, we got betting props for this. I saw somebody, I think it was our buddy Shapiro.
Yes,
over.
I can't believe this is a real betting prop.
Shapiro. So he's getting good advice here. You need to ditch the gal and then let's relaunch this.
He did apparently hire a new PR team or whatever.
There you go.
An actual group of professionals. But there is a prop that you can bet on for this interview. And I'm sure Strahan is not really going to be there to ruffle any feathers. But one of the things that you can gamble on right now, the question is, which will be wider? The tear or rip on Belichick's shirt or Michael Strahan's gap in his front two teeth? That's a real bet that you can bet on right awesome. Now. What do you think the favorite is?
Belichick.
Strahan's teeth. No, I'm just kidding. It is Belichick is a heavy favorite that he's going to be wearing a shirt that has tears and rips in it that are larger than the gap between Michael Strahan's two front teeth. You can bet on it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I think she got what she wants. By the way, I would want to bet on are they going to ask about how you guys got together? I think that's the most interesting storyline.
Yeah, I think there's an over-under on how many direct questions about the girlfriend. The line is set at 1.5.
I think okay. I'd go under on that.
You think he goes, how old were under. You? How old was she when she met you?
I think Strahan will have respect for the coaches.
Yeah. Strahan has his own skeletons he has to deal with.
Was she a teenager when you guys met on that airplane?
The answer is yes, she was 19. And then she went ahead and lied about her birth date on
North Carolina application.
On North Carolina internal documents.
But I'm really 25?
Yeah, she
That's
wanted to
grounds
make it seem
for
like
dismissal,
she was
I think, right?
Perhaps. I think so. Yeah, but I think this is the perfect time for maybe her to take more of a back seat. Because
she's taking a back seat.
She's in negotiations for a bunch of different things, including Dancing with the Stars.
I
think her profile is elevated enough.
She just lost the Miss Maine contest, right? Isn't that what we did?
She was runner up. Second runner up. Yeah, but I think it's mission accomplished. Bill has now made her famous enough. It might kind of be like the Hawk to a girl.
No, but it's true.
It's up there.
Dancing with the Stars is trying to get her on there.
She can get her own bags now. She does not need to hang out and try to control what Bill has going on.
Well, he did say today she is not involved in any UNC football related activities.
All right. Well, best of luck to them. It would be fun to see him have some success there. What did DFW do to deserve all this sports goodness, and will it continue tonight? We'll talk Rangers. We'll talk Stars. We'll talk Mavs and more with you. And then Sans is coming up at 4:40, and we're back into the G-Bag Nation here on the fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on The Fan, and Jared Sandler is going to join you here coming up at 15 minutes. We'll talk Rangers-Rockies with you. How about some Sebastian Wolcott discussion? Corey Seager back on the IL there with the hammy. Maybe it's still premature. We'll see what Sands has to say about that. And how bad is this hamstring here with Corey Seager? Will another 10-day shelf trip get this taken care of? But what a day here, and we continue to react to the Cooper Flagg story, the Mavs winning the draft lottery. I have a very interesting team building question here for you gentlemen in just a second. But segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open if you want to text into the show. Tell us what you're thinking. If you have been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yes, Tim McMahon reporting the Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg. So in case you were wondering about that, you know, they're not going to trade it for Giannis. I was significantly concerned right up until the point that we got this report that they could even trade him for Kevin Durant or somebody else in their 30s who, you know, was a big Nike signing back in Nico's days there in Beaverton, Oregon. But that's out. You know, apparently they're gonna stand in there and take Cooper Flagg, and we'll see what makes of that. But another way to look at it here is now you have a logjam with Anthony Davis wanting to play power forward, with PJ Washington's best position being power forward, with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford. Like, you could actually say multiple players should be traded, a 5 and a 4 here with this being the case. You know, obviously Klay Thompson is a player that everybody would love to trade. I think Max Christie might have some very interesting value as another wing. I think you want redundancy with guys who can play defense on multiple positions and also dribble, shoot, and pass. You do want as many of those guys as possible. So if you wanted to say, no, I'm actually not wanting to trade anybody because I want an army of versatile, skilled length, then I'd say, all right, I can drink to that. Let's go win the championship. But I do believe you need another point guard or shooting guard to take pressure off of Kyrie Irving and to bridge that 50-game gap to even get Kyrie back with you in decent playoff position. So how would you guys approach this team-building dilemma?
I think you look at moving Gafford. Not that I don't like Gafford, but he's a guy that's going to be going into, what does he have, another year left after this coming season? And he's already said that he wants to make starting center money.
He deserves it. Yeah.
He does, absolutely. Yeah. So he's probably not a guy that long-term you're going to be able to keep in the fold anyway. So maybe you try and get ahead of that. I mean, I'm with you, Eric. I'd love to move on from Anthony Davis. I'd 100% be in on that. I just don't see a world in which Nico Harrison is still with the Mavericks and he moves from the guy that he just went ahead and nuked Dallas basketball by trading Luka for. So I don't see him going.
That's why I'm firing Nico if I'm on.
Then maybe that is an option if Nico's not here anymore. But I think the piece that I'd look to move is maybe Gafford. And then I love PJ Washington. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep PJ and Lively. But everyone else, I think I definitely consider moving.
Yeah, I'm aligned with you. Yeah, I guess I didn't consider the possibility of trading Anthony Davis. But if you fired Nico, it becomes realistic. And it does. It is the best thing in the interest of this team. Maybe not for the probabilities of winning it this year, but long term, I mean, getting off that contract and that injury risk, you know, I don't think you could really rest easy as a Mavs fan or as a member of that front office or coaching staff, depending on Anthony Davis's health in the playoffs. But I mean, if Cooper Flagg is going to be a power forward in his career, then clearing that out and then having PJ Washington and Lively around him, it's just the perfect kind of incubator to launch a career. But I think there's a lot of different ways you could do it. Like trading Klay Thompson would be really cool right now if there is a market. Obviously Caleb Martin, Max Christie, you know, these are the kind of wing throw-ins that, you know, if you needed a pot sweetener, I think any team would be interested in adding those kind of young players who give you that three in that defense. It is a massive Sports Tuesday, though. And Stars and Jets getting set for game 4 tonight. A chance for the Stars really to throw a decisive knockout blow. And Miro Heiskanen returning. If you win this game, your chances of winning the series historically 90.8%.
Yeah.
They're now -340 to win the series and about +350 to win the cup, Brian. I know you're confident over there in your hockey team.
Yeah, I like what I've seen from my hockey team here. I didn't think they'd get to this point, but here we are. You know, the Colorado series, I mean, great job of getting through that. But, this is, I think the one thing that you really have to worry about Winnipeg is them getting to play home games. That seems to be where they thrive. And obviously on the road, if you could find a way to get this game done and then, you know, take your chances going back to Winnipeg and seeing if you can win a game. If you can't, then you get the game back here, which, you know, Winnipeg has just had so much problems playing on the road. You know, you do not want this thing to get to a game seven at all.
No.
You just don't.
No.
And you never want the game seven unless you're the team that's behind and rallying back. But, man, if you can get this thing taken care of tonight, then you go to Winnipeg. We'll see what happens. But at least you know that you could come back here and clinch it. And Winnipeg, like I said, they just have not played well on the road. They're 0-8. You know, there's that that psychologically is weighing on them right now.
Big opportunity tonight. They're going to give you their desperate team look. You know, can you overcome that? And if you can, now you're up 3-1. You get to shake off the Miro rust and then rest and get set for the Western Conference Finals. A massive opportunity tonight. Now, I don't think they're going to fiddle this away. Rangers and Rockies pregame at 6:30. Thanks to Langford for saving us last night. I want to ask Sandler here coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. I mean, almost getting shut out last night. You're one swing away. We just talked about this late last week that they've been shut out. How many times, Chief? It hit five times?
Six.
Yeah.
Six times? I think it was six times.
And this guy had a 1.65 whip. He's putting guys on base right and left. He's given up nearly a run every inning. And if it wasn't for Langford's swing, you lose 1-0. I want to believe things are fixed. We talked a lot about yesterday how in their last seven games they're averaging five runs, and that included a shutout. You know, they scored 35 runs over the course of the last week. But then you go out there and have that performance against the Rockies, guys, I have Rangers anxiety once again. So we'll just hope for the best on that. And, you know, having to do that without Corey Seager, who once again
is five times.
Yeah, five.
Sorry, yep, you're right. Five times. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you guys think of Cooper Flagg? I definitely don't want to be raining on that parade in any way. But I would say, you know, if you look at this as a Luka replacement or a savior, I just don't think he's that good. It's not like Magic Johnson or LeBron James or Luka or, you know, acquiring the next Tim Duncan or Shaq, right? This is a very good player, you know, but I think it's more Scottie Pippen than Jordan. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of the comparisons have thrown out the Scottie Pippins of the world, Kawhi Leonard, Lamar Odom, you know, just all that size, that versatility, two-way player. He certainly has some things to improve on, especially offensively. But you're talking about a guy who has a lot to improve, who averaged 19-8 and 4 assists.
Is a year ahead, right? Like, he should have been a high school senior.
Exactly. He should be graduating high school right now and going to Duke or whatever. But in his final 25 games, 20, almost 21 points, 7 boards, almost 5 assists, 51% shooting from the field, 45% from 3, and 88% from the line. So, and Duke was dominant in that run, even in the final four versus Houston, 27-7-4 with 2 steals and 3 blocks in that game. I think this is going to be a guy who ends up developing as, I think he will be able to be the best player on a championship team when he's at the height of his powers.
Dominant team leader type. Yeah, and you know, where this goes over the next 3 or 4 years is going to have a lot to say. I think if you could tell me those 3-point numbers are going to be like 38%, 41%, somewhere in that range, high 30s, low 40s, and he can get that off the dribble like Harden and Luka, then you don't have to be super shifty getting to the rim, right? Now you're setting up people like Steph Curry. I'm out here dancing. I might shoot a 3, and you have to press me so hard that now I can blow by you. But what I see in college is a guy that's not a great outside shooter. Things don't come easy to him. Like, he's not getting easy buckets, you know? And I don't see, like, the point guard traits, you know. So I think in the NBA,
I thought he was their point guard. I thought he was. I mean, they didn't have a true point guard, and the offense ran through him, and he was racking up some assists in a pretty nice way. I remember just watching the tournament and being pretty impressed with some of the passes that he had. So I mean, I think he's got that ability to be that sort of point forward to some extent, and again, the two-way aspect of it. And I do think his 3 ball's legit. Now, how can he get into it? Is he catch and shoot? Can he go off the dribble like that? I mean, that would take it to the next level. But, I mean, I think these are all the makings of a guy who is probably going to be 25 points and 5 assists a game. I think that's going to be in the cards. Not year one, but in terms of big picture.
Yeah, okay. Year one, I think he's projected 16 points, 5 boards, like 3 assists as a rookie, at least right now. He definitely needs to round out the offensive game, but I think he's got the ability to do so. There's no question about that. I mean, maybe you're ending up looking like, you know, could you have a Dirk KG-esque type of offensive game? And I think if he's able to get that with what he does defensively, this dude could be a top 5 to 10 player, no question.
Yeah, I like that KG comp. I think the Anthony Davis comp is in there is interesting, but it's a little bit more perimeter oriented than, you know, than a classic big. So I mean, incredible opportunity. I think the opportunity to trade the pick was very intriguing when we started the day, and I was looking forward to a conversation like, should they take the guy or trade it for Giannis? But that conversation I think is not even going to materialize, as this is one of those rare situations where the team gets the pick and makes it clear very early on that they're going to go ahead and take the guy. All right, Jared Sandler joins you next. We'll talk Rangers, Rockies, and what he makes of the Corey Seager news coming up next here on the
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. I love how angry some people get mad at me on the text and on the tweets for not believing that Cooper Flagg is going to be the next, like, LeBron James or something. I think he's going to be great. You know, I really do. But, I mean, this is, like, what I'm expressing is a legitimate, cross-section of how NBA front offices are looking at this guy. You know, I think a lot of Mavs fans think that this is, you know, a Luka Doncic level player that's coming in here. And that would be a significant, you know, jump from his trajectory, you know, from where he is now. I think, you know, you need to develop an elite handle, right? You need to develop the ability to create space between you and the defender. I don't see any of that. I see a hard drive with power, jump stop, pump fake, turn over one shoulder, pump fake again. Oh no, now I got to go back over this way. And you know, that's pretty good. You know, I think the greats make things pretty apparent in college that they're operating on a different level. And I think it complicates the evaluation a little bit because his age is there. But make no mistake, he's the clear number one overall pick, and he is going to be an incredible NBA player for a long time. As Jared Sandler joins us now here on The Fan, he's at Jared Sandler, and he's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, good evening. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. I appreciate the thoughts there, Gavin.
Right on, man. Yeah, I know you're a big college basketball guy, and I know you're a Mavs fan as well. I know we have a lot of exciting baseball stuff to talk about, but if you wanted to hit that at all, go ahead.
No, I mean, I think he's – if someone told me that they thought, hey, he's going to be a really, really good player, but maybe not the alpha that leads you to a championship, I wouldn't knock someone for saying that. I think what you said was really important early on, and that he's going to be a really good player. He's obviously got the ceiling and the potential to be that guy, right? A generational talent. But I think his floor, which to me is, you know, why it's a no-brainer number one, we're not talking about a guy who's like boom or bust. I think the floor is like you're looking at a perennial all-star caliber type player, but is he a Robin or is he a Batman? But I mean, I just think the way the guy impacts the game on both ends of the floor, it's like he's got a nonstop, full gas tank. And he's not just a guy who like gives effort defensively. He's like a legitimate playmaker defensively. He can fit in. And another thing I love about him offensively, he fits in, you know, in any system. You don't have to fit around him. He'll fit into what you have, which, you know, on this roster could be helpful. He can make plays from the wing. I do think he'll eventually be a guy that's like a 50-40-90 threat. You mentioned the age. Like, it's incredibly impressive. I remember we didn't think Luka was going to be, nearly as effective of a shooter as he's become. Even though he's very niche, it's not like he's a off the dribble, pull up at the wing, you know, the elbow type shooter. Like, he's acquitted himself nicely there. I think the floor for Cooper Flagg is incredibly high, and I just think the age and the aptitude, the way he competed with the Team USA guys, gives me a lot of excitement that that ceiling is something that he's going to approach.
Okay, so speaking of floors, I mean, what do you expect when you see Lefty going against the Rangers? Do you think this is automatic loss? I mean, what's the state in general here as they get set to take on Kyle Freeland and the Rockies?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that, you know, more than being a lefty in general, in recent years, it seemed, you have different labels for pitchers, and Kyle Freeland's more of a pitchability type guy, which means, you know, he maybe doesn't have overpowering stuff. He might not have that sexy 1-2 combination, you know, in his arsenal, but he's going to try and change speeds and keep you off balance and, you know, kind of grinder, role player-y type, on the mound. And the Rangers have, you know, in recent years, maybe struggled a little bit more against those guys. This year against lefties, we talked about in spring that, you know, I think we were asking the question, hey, if anything went wrong with this lineup, you know, what would it be? And I think we talked about the swing and miss. We also talked about against lefties because, you know, the thought was, well, Jock Peterson, Evan Carter, two guys you probably aren't going to have in the lineup against lefties. But I think for the Rangers this year, obviously they've struggled offensively in general, but if you look at where they rank against lefties compared to the rest of the league, they're, you know, kind of middle of the pack, but they're just not slugging, right? And, you know, they're getting hits, they're not slugging a ton. I think on paper, Gavin, this is they need to prove that they can consistently get the job done against lefties. Now, I'm not going to hold their last lefty assignment against them in Tarek Skubal because no one hits that guy, but, you know, this would be a good test. If they can hit Kyle Freeland, then, to some degree, that's like, all right, you should. If they have trouble with Kyle Freeland, then that's, you know, that maybe raises some eyebrows.
Higgy's back. He's in the lineup DHing. Corey Seager back on the IL. I guess that's not a surprise, but are we confident it was retroactive May 11th? It'll just be 8 games, or is this something that maybe they want to give him a little bit longer?
Yeah, I think that given the way the last IL stint to where we are now is played out, I think they're going to probably be a little more cautious. It stinks he's not going to be there against Houston, but I don't know that this is going to be an aggressive return. Now, I'll tell you that, you know, Corey and the Rangers obviously both want him out there as soon as possible, but I think, you know, the hope is that this is the last IL stint for the hamstring this year, and so maybe if it takes a little bit longer for him to get back, that, you know, that might make sense. We'll see obviously how it progresses, but I do think that you're probably going to get a little bit more than just the 10 days, but if Corey wakes up each day the next few days and he keeps getting better and better, I'm not going to rule it out, but I think that given this is the second IL stint for the same the same physical challenge, they want to be smart with it.
Looks like we're moving on up with Osuna. right? What are we looking at now? Another month?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously passed the AA test really well, right? And, you know, he got off to a slow start also, which I think, you know, that to me is telling. He got off to a slow start in Frisco, but then was able to turn it around. Now, I will tell you, it's not like he busted the doors down, right? It's not like we're looking at a guy that had like a 950 OPS, but he did do a really nice job, and I think the plate discipline while he was down there was also something that, you know, was impressive. That didn't go away. Now, Gavin, if he picks up where he left off in AAA, then, yeah, if the Rangers find themselves in need of an outfielder a month from now or whenever, then, you know, I think he's a candidate. He does not need to be. I think we had the Sebastian Wolcott conversations in spring. You know, my answer to Sebastian Wolcott's ascent, he needs to bust the door down. Like, in order for him to be a big leaguer this year, he would need to have the talking heads around Major League Baseball question why he's not up and all. I mean, he'd have to have that type of a performance. The bar's not as high for Alejandro Osuna. So if he goes up and he performs well, yeah, I think you could see him. And I would probably wager that if he stays healthy, he makes his Major League debut this year. So, you know, check the box from AA. Excited to see how he does in AAA. And yeah, you know, if there's a need, he's now... He always was one step away, but I think legitimately now he's one step away from, you know, being in a position to make his debut.
I saw you tweeted out a photo behind the scenes of Still Talking Rangers, you and Dave Raymond catching up with CY himself. I know he wasn't a better guest for you today than Wyatt Langford was for us, but anything you can tease about what you learned from CY?
Yeah, so we talked, he shared a great story about a near perfect game. We played a game where we had a deck of cards, except instead of players, it was a baseball stadium. So he drew a random card and then had to tell a story. But we talked about, you know, the Brett Boone hiring, and we just talked in general about building the culture here and what he sees and what his goals are, what, you know, what kind of motivates him on a daily basis. And, you know, it's just interesting hearing his perspective on, you know, we talked about Patrick Corbin and what he saw in Patrick Corbin and what that, you know, I think it leads into a larger conversation about what he, you know, what he views is important when making some of these decisions. And it was great. It was just great talking to him and great, you know, giving hopefully the fans a chance in addition to, you know, his conversations with y'all each week. But, you know, you guys are obviously talking about the nitty-gritty and hey, what's the update on this guy? What's the status on this guy and kind of the stories of the day? Whereas, you know, we kind of took more of a big picture approach, and hopefully it gives fans an understanding of how he operates and just the state of baseball right now, too. We did talk about that, you know, where the game is headed and what that means not only for fans but also for someone in his position in terms of what you value, what, you know, what you're focusing on, and hopefully people will enjoy it. It should come out tomorrow or the next day.
Big day with Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson now being eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. You had Manfred go ahead and lift that ban. Has that been discussed at all at the park today? What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's basically a big part of any discussion, it seems like. And I didn't get to hear if anyone asked Bruce Bochy about it. I kind of got boxed out earlier, so I'm sure he's got thoughts. But, yeah, I'll be honest.
Calling out those beat writers for boxing you out, Sam?
No. I was talking to Brett Boone. We're going to have Brett Boone on the pregame show. So I was just kind of talking to him. Really hadn't had a ton of FaceTime with him. So by the time I was done, yeah, the beat writers had already, you know, they'd established their ground. And, you know, God forbid we get them out of the way. So I know this is like anti-sports talk. I don't have a strong opinion on this. You could convince me that this is a great day. You could convince me that this is a, you know, a terrible decision. I think I'm more, the steroid stuff to me is more like, it's just so weird that you got a, not a whole generation, but a partial generation of some of the greatest players of all time who, you know, they're not in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know that I feel strongly on Shoeless Joe or Pete Rose one way or the other. I feel strongly that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe are two of the greatest, you know, of their generation. I guess would have more opinions on Rose than Shoeless Joe. That just, you know, that was a century ago. But yeah, I mean, I do think that gambling in general, and I hope it's not a part of baseball now. the way that, you know, we've slowly uncovered, you know, something here, something there in the college ranks or whatever, you know, with what's-his-face's brother. I can't think of who, you know, slipping my name, but in the NBA, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jontay Porter. But that can really challenge the integrity of the game. And so I understand why some people passionately earlier shared with me that they did not like this. But I don't know that I've got a strong opinion. I just think the steroid thing to me is the one that I'd like to have more resolution on it, because it's kind of out there for other people to decide. And I wish that there was just someone, you know, I don't know. I wish that there was more of a hard, clear stance on that. It's kind of, you know, a nebulous, muddied water situation. And it's weird the way it's marred, the way we characterize and think about baseball history.
Hey, Jared, in the last minute or so, any update on Luke Jackson? He took that 111 mile an hour shot off the hand last night.
Well, I can tell you he was pretty fired up about some Pokemon cards that he had, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
There you go.
He's a big Pokemon guy. But no, he was doing some sort of, you know, exercise work. I'm not saying for sure there's not going to be an IL stint, but the fact that he's not already on the IL, good indication. He feels good. Scans were all negative. It's just a matter of the swelling and whether the Rangers feel confidently that the swelling can go down in the next, you know, 48 hours to make him available. Otherwise, it might make sense to make a move just so that they're better protected in the bullpen. But, yeah, I mean, I think all things considered, you know, you walk out, you know, walk off the mound like that, you're worried IL stint, something broken, you're out several weeks. That's not the case. It's just swelling. He's got to get it down. He's doing all sort of squeezing exercise to work on the blood flow. So hopefully he's back soon.
Sands, we got to run. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Can you just ask the Rangers to maybe get their first hit before the fifth or sixth inning tonight?
Hey, your lips to God's ears.
Bang, bang. Appreciate you, buddy. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. And he's a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We have 90 minutes of show left on a historic Tuesday night in DFW. Chief, where are we going next?
Fellas, thanks to the incredible fortune with the lotto balls last night, we crank open a rim sesh and we plant the flag in the Big D next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.